Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Now let's talk about discovering your purpose. Those are big words.
Yep, absolutely. And for me, I thought that was a question that really couldn't be answered. I thought it was something that you couldn't know. I thought it was something that, you know, you just go by faith with the Lord. And there's some of that too. You see where I'm going with this. But I thought, like, you're kind of in the dark. You know, life kind of dictates what you do and so on and so forth. And what I realized is that not enough was I going to scripture and really trusting the Bible to answer every question about my life, like literally every single question. And so just in my normal everyday Bible study, I came across Psalms 139:16 one day. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. It just says, you know, I saw you. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And I had to reread that. And it just hit me. And it's very, very, very simple. If the Lord planned my days out, you know, moment by moment before I was born, then that means I can ask him about that. Mm-hmm. It just literally means I can ask him about that. Like, Lord, okay, I want to make sure I'm walking in that plan. Here it clearly says you laid it out. And I have no idea. I didn't write my own life, so I don't even know what my tomorrow holds. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for my next 5 minutes, my next 5 days, my next 5 years? You've seen it already. So The wisest thing for me to do is to just follow you in that. But then, you know, it didn't stop there. You know, now you go to other scriptures that we'll talk about later, but James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask God. So I'm like, okay, Lord, since I don't know and you do, I need the wisdom of how to take the next step. I need the wisdom to carry out this plan. What do I do next? And you just start asking him all these questions that we usually ask others, you know, other people, you know, and so that's kind of was the start of it right there.
It's almost like it's not fair. He has access to information we don't have.
Right. And you know what's funny about it?
Yeah.
I think it's almost safe. It's safe because it's almost like you ever say a grandmother, like my mom would give my daughter, say she, you know, $300 for her birthday.
Whoa.
And she's 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, now this is a hypothetical situation. She's 10 years old. She has no idea what to do with that. And if left to her, she'd blow it all. But because I know better than her what to do with that, mm-hmm. you know, I got the experience. I kind of know what she needs. I say, hey, let me manage that for you. Let me show you what you should do with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you save this, you give this here, you blah, blah, blah. So with the Lord having already seen my beginning, middle, and end, it's best that he manages that beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
And so when I look at scripture and see that, man, it's the safest, smartest, wisest, most peaceful existence to have is to just let the author of your life help you live out the pages.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.